much, Sato. It's indeed a great pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to be able to present a few of my observations and remarks on the great work that CARD is doing as a member of the steering committee. Farah has been on board from the beginning, and we're very glad to be a part of this event today. Now, with respect to the future of rice sector development in Africa and what it is that Farah can bring on the table as we move into the future. So the Africa rice sector is gradually growing towards a desired end. We've just seen the presentation of Sato this morning that we are moving according to schedule. We're now at about 75% of where we ought to be in the next 2 years. Countries like Nigeria, Senegal, Tanzania have confirmed that there is a positive departure from what we used to see in the last 10 years. This growth definitely is due to concerted efforts from a coalition of partners that have helped to bring about these changes that we're very glad and proud of. But I must single out also the very significant role of our policy makers in terms of the significant investments that's common in areas of infrastructure, and also the provision of enabling policies and development of strategies that has fostered this observed growth. As an example, we can look at the case of Nigeria, which has been very nicely presented by the two judges. And thank you for sharing the Nigerian experience with us this morning. And I think it's largely also due to some of the large rice mills using the public-private sector arrangement, which is a logical example of how we will need to foster the growth that we expect on the continent. In addition, the rice transformation agenda and the GES as very critical government policies have proven to be pivotal game changers in Nigeria's rice transformation. For the overall good of our continent, considerable effort will be required to ensure that this growth is sustained in the rice sector. And such efforts should now target how to bridge the last mile, this remaining 25% over the next 2 years, and to foster broad-based productivity at farm levels, as well as the use of the best technological advantages for our profit. And the DG of IRI, Matthew, just referred us and made a reference to similar remarks, what science needs to bring on board. And this means we need to look critically at, into taking what I describe as the two advantages, the mechanical advantage in terms of mechanization and the biological advantage in terms of genetics, science, soils, and so on. So the role of science is crucial. Good science will be required to continuously generate the solutions to these emerging issues from the trade-offs that will arise from technological innovations prevailing at the current level. Thus, sustaining the current edge would require good science in all its ramifications. And such science must be in the hands of African stakeholders and not just waiting for partners. Africa needs good science. Africa Rice is already doing a good job in partnership with IRI. And we've heard a lot about varietal releases that has already been achieved. I would also like to say that FARA and its broad stakeholders have developed the science agenda as an important framework to make this possible on the continent and to respond to issues around various commodities. The implementation of the science agenda is underway in the countries, and our recently concluded Science Week in Kigali last June had a theme, applying science, impacting livelihoods. from where we've also now hooked up to two new strategies, TACs, the technologies for African agricultural transformation. And you will hear a little bit more in the coming days around the African Agricultural Research Program, both of which we think will bring sporadic increase very soon. So the science agenda framework covers various issues including investments and required science to engender solutions to thematic issues such as mechanization and smallholder systems. FARA has been partnering with key organizations within the coalition and to birth and support South-South partnerships in these regards. The outcome of the mechanization effort is the provision of initial linkages to support complementary efforts that are going on in different countries on rice mechanization. Finally, partnership, as demonstrated in CARD, is thus vital to continue the good work and to ensure that delivery of the needed results is maintained. With these concerted efforts, the future of the rice sector in the continent is indeed promising. Africa will at last feed Africa. Thank you.